My pleasure.
For those who've had their ear to the ground for some time, this doesn't come as a big surprise. What led up to this decision?
Well, I think in some respects just a general 20-plus years of public service, and maybe more immediately the governor has had, I think, four very difficult budget periods, and this last one was the most difficult, and it does not look like things are going to get much better, 2 years down the road. Thus, I think you, as a governor, you have to decide this exactly how far you want to continue doing this. Typically, you might have one or two bad budgets, and then things get better, and it just hasn't worked out that way for the governor.
Did he read the tea leaves and see that he would have a tough time getting reelected next year?
I think that's part of it, but he's still the incumbent, and he still would be the odds-on favorite. But I think he obviously sees that this would be a more difficult situation. His public opinion poll support numbers have been below 50% for a while, and he would obviously have to run on his record, and I think any observer would be able to say without too much thinking what those ads might look like. Running on your record when you've had this difficult of an economy and a budget makes you a target for certain types of charges.
You mentioned the economy and the two rough budgets in a row. How much of that can be laid at his feet, though? Governors are subject to the whims of the national and world economy. They can't really be blamed.
Yeah, you really, the public tends to blame the executive branch of government, whether it's a president or a governor, for when the economy goes bad. But the reality is, especially in the sense of a governor, they don't really have much control over the economy. What they can do is set a tone or a direction of an administration that pays off down the road.
We expect now we'll be looking at an open seat and a new dynamic. Does this necessarily favor the Republican, or can a strong Democrat come out of the primary?
I think that's an open question at this point. What it does is change the entire dynamics of the election. Instead of Republicans looking back and criticizing an administration for decisions they've made, they're going to be forced to look forward, basically, and say these are the things we're going to do in the future. And the same is true for the Democrats. Instead of defending a record, they're going to be able to say what they will do in the future. That essentially frees them up to some degree and perhaps makes it a little more of a positive campaign as opposed to negative. But in one respect, it advantages the Republicans because they don't have an incumbent, somebody who's already amassed several million dollars. It's not totally clear which way it's going to work and whether it's on a net balance. I would guess that the Republicans right now, on balance, are happy about this.
What's Jim Doyle's legacy going to be?
That's a good question. Maybe his most lasting legacy might be in the healthcare area, the Badger Care Plus, and maybe to some degree some of the educational policies he's done as well.
Joe Heim, thanks for being with us.
Sure. Good talking to you.